This conference is being recorded.
Hi everyone, welcome to our call tonight regarding Hurricane Omar and our prayer meditation together. I'm very grateful that you're here, grateful that you have heard the call, that you volunteered to serve and be a part of this sacred circle to do our sacred, our holy work. And as always, our intention is to transform not just the hurricane and the path it takes, and if you will, symbolically the storm out there, the physical manifestation of a storm, but also recognize we're transforming. This is our opportunity to connect with the divine life force out there inside of us and transform ourselves, and in so doing, contribute and continue to contribute to transforming the world to a world of peace. So I'm very grateful you're here, and I'm grateful that you share that intention with me tonight on this call. And also know that our directive, if you will, is to allow God's love to work through us, and in so doing, to direct, in this case, this outward manifestation of storm, Omar, to direct him, his path, his energies, to take the path and direction of least destruction for all concerned under grace. For tonight, I turn to the book Messages from God for tonight's message. And here it is. Life mirrors your perception. Expand your vision. Sharpen your focus. Life mirrors your perception. Expand your vision. Sharpen your focus. So in relation to this storm tonight, Omar, we're given the message that we create. We're being reminded that we create the external out there, our external life out there. It's the internal vision. The outside mirrors the inner vision. Whatever we see outside is reflection of what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're seeing, what we're saying, the inside. Our being is affecting and reflecting what is out there. And we're asked really to expand our vision, to look at life with our eyes wide open. Don't be so ready to just take it literally as it appears or what we hear, see it from someone else's eyes. No, we're asked to open our eyes, expand our vision, and see the higher view, to know there's a higher purpose going on, and we need to then also, we're told, to sharpen our focus, to zero in and see things as God would, not to get up and caught up in the cloudiness and the blurry vision that many attempt to do to us, whether it's the media or well-intended friends, a stockbroker, it doesn't matter. Don't get caught up in their cloudiness, their sometimes unconscious, sometimes conscious manipulation that creates confusion inside and therefore confusion outside. Shift your vision, widen your vision, sharpen your vision. Recognize that when we do that, we and see things from the higher view, we shift the overwhelm to clarity, the confusion to peace, and then the external world shifts with our internal vision to peace. So that's our lead-in tonight to our meditation for Hurricane Omar. And with that, I'm going to ask you to go inside, expand your inner vision, close your eyes, let the outside world just be there. It'll be there when we're done. Go into your heart center. Breathe consciously into your heart center. And with each breath, feel the love flowing in and out. Waves of love, like the ocean, the waves on the ocean, in and out, one with the life force of the waves of the universe, the waves of God's higher energy, the waves of peace and prosperity, the waves of calm and quiet, the ways of divine, sacred service. Be one with this now, and feel that energy expand inside, into your heart center, in and out, one with the life force, the love energy of the universe. And as you do, notice a color. It could be any color, but since we're focusing on the heart chakra, I suggest you see, if you don't see one now, look for the green. Any shade of green is fine. See that energy, that ball of green light spinning inside of you in a clockwise motion. This energy center, the center of love, love for yourself, love for others, love for the world, love. Love for divine beings. The energy that knows that you are one with every other being out there and they are the same life force as you. Be one with that love now inside your heart center. Breathe into it now, and with each breath, see the waves flowing in and out and the green light becoming more and more intense, stronger and stronger, wider and wider, speeding up as it spins around inside of you in clockwise motion now. Take a wider view and see that this green light energy is sparkling inside. It's beautiful, it's intense, it's a solid color. And this golden white light floating through, and whenever, wherever there may be a little shadow, a speck of what appears to be dust, there, wherever it touches, that is dissolved under grace, and the green shows through again. And you see that inside, this incredible, huge ball spinning in a clockwise motion of green light. Green, pure love energy. Now as you expand your vision, see that light expand in every direction within you now, going from your heart through your stomach, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles, your feet, and your toes, and extending beyond, and going across your chest from your heart center, across your shoulders, and your upper arms, and your elbows, and your lower arms, and your hands, out through your fingertips, and see that green light come up from your heart center, up your chest, and your throat, and your face. Feel it pulsating as it keeps spinning around, brighter and larger and faster through your mouth and your eyes, your ears, and extending past your ears and your eyes and your crown, the top of your head, extending past. And now take a clear, wide view and see that you are in this incredible ball, this sphere of green light. It is vibrating. You feel the vibration. You feel the energy. There's an excitement about it, but there's a peaceful excitement about it. Just like the waves of the ocean, they go back and forth in rhythm with the universe. There's divine order here. It's filled with the energy of pure love. And you feel it everywhere around you now. Little tinkling like you're a Christmas tree all lit up. Sparkle here, sparkle there. Be one with it now. Be one with the energy of divine love. That green light spinning inside and around you and through you now. It's 10 billion megahertz of green light. 10 billion megahertz of divine love energy vibrating inside and outside of you now. And as you extend your view, expand your view as we are guided in tonight's message, look across our country and you'll see all of us on this call. And allow your green globe to connect with the other's green globe. Know that we are one. We are one with the divine life force that flows through us, in us, and around us at all times. It's pure love. And may be used as we choose. We choose love. Now extend your view, broaden your view, and look down an area of the Caribbean, sort of in the middle there, Puerto Rico, and to the right of Puerto Rico, just south of it, about 100, 125 miles south, where Puerto Rico and St. Thomas and the St. Croix, where they all kind of meet. And you're going to see the spinning light down there. He's spinning counterclockwise. We're spinning clockwise. Our energy center. Look closer and you'll see this white sphere of light rotating in a clockwise counterclockwise motion. And as you see him, I want you to do two things. I want you to see him spinning no matter what it appears to be. Remember, we see things from the inside out and that's how we shift reality. We want to see him spinning. Even imagine in your mind's eye from a higher place, from this higher vision inside, see him spinning clockwise. And as he does, he's slowing down and slowing down. And his energy is rising up higher and higher and higher. We want to see the barometric pressure going up, up, up. You know what it feels like when it's low. It feels heavy. We want it feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. See God's love and light, that golden white light spinning all around him, raising the energy up higher and higher and higher. Just imagine the numbers 1, 2, 3. See it going higher and higher and higher. Each time going higher and lighter and calmer and slower. Feel gentle breezes all around him. And now from our collective heart center, send through the 10 billion megahertz of green love light energy to the heart of Hurricane Omar, through the center of his being, through the eye of what is called the storm. There's his heart center. Send the 10 billion megahertz of golden green light spinning in a clockwise motion right through the center of his heart. Feel what it feels like to receive love and know that he is receiving our love now. We all live for love. That's our life purpose, to master love. Send 10 billion megahertz of golden, white, green light. Mother, Father, God, love energy, pure divine love from our collective heart center to Omar's heart center. Feel it being received, and as it's being received, feel the air cooling. Feel the air getting light and crisp. Feel the waters cooling. See and feel everything calming down. The air is light. The wind is like a breeze. The waves are smoothing down, smoothing out, getting calmer and calmer. Everything is slowing down, calming down, filled with the energy of divine love, divine peace, spinning through us from our collective heart center, 10 billion megahertz of green, golden white light, pure love. And as you continue to send this pure love spinning in a clockwise motion, I'll read you the message I received just moments ago from Omar. Do not get caught up with appearances. Look inside, listen inside. Expect to connect with your higher truth. Know that everything happens for a reason. On the surface, things may appear to be falling apart. Just when you get over or barely over another calamity, another seems to appear and take you often by surprise. The more you strengthen your foundation and willingly let go of who and what does not work, including your own habits and behaviors, the calmer the outside world will become. Storms like me and those which have preceded me are reminders of this truth. We will continue to come in varying degrees of strength and in different outward manifestations until humanity shifts its whole way of being. The time has come to shift to a love-based society. Peace, gratitude, forgiveness are the way. Thank you, Omar, for sharing this absolute perfect higher truth, one that we know and one we too often forget. Thank you for bringing it so clearly. We bless you and thank you for that message. We bless you and thank you for receiving our love, and know that we're a representative of hundreds of thousands of people who share their love for the message of God, for we know you are a child of God and doing the best you know how to do. You came for a life purpose. You came to share this message. We make a huge request, and yet it's a simple, easy request. We bless you and thank you for hearing it now. We bless you and thank you for taking the path of least destruction in your energy, and in your direction, and in your force. We bless you and thank you for intentionally taking the path of least destruction for all involved now under grace. Would anyone like to share a message with Omar now? You can hit star 6 to do that.
I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Phoenix, and thank you, Omar, for your wise counsel. I really needed to hear it again. In reference to that, I like to do my toning, which I love to do from the heart, and it's this. I am peace. I am grateful. I am forgiveness. I am Om. Om. Om.
Good.
Beautiful.
Thank you for acknowledging Omar there, Carla. That was really great. Let's together share with Omar these very powerful, simple words. Dear Omar, I honor you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you.
One more, a third time, so powerful. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I love you.
I love you.
Take one more last view of Omar out there in the Caribbean. See him spinning slower and slower, dissolving back to the nothingness from where he came under grace. And know that all is well. Feel that he is shrinking, honoring our request, for he has been heard, he has been touched by love, he is willingly taking the path of least destruction, now under grace. Feel that is true as you send out 10 billion megahertz of golden white green light from our collective heart center, spinning in a clockwise motion. And throughout today and tomorrow and any time that you may hear of storms any kind of storm, hurricanes, other physical manifestations, financial manifestations, personal manifestations, emotional manifestations, remember the words that were given again tonight. Feel peace, gratitude, and forgiveness. Feel peace, gratitude, and forgiveness. When you're ready, come back into our collective, consciously into our collective green sphere of divine love energy, heartfelt energy. Thank everyone on the call. Come back into your heart center now. Feel the energy coming back within. Consciously breathe into your heart center. Center yourself now. Thank your higher self for allowing you to be here today and to share in this sacred moment and to serve the higher good. I bless you and thank you all for being on the call tonight. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Phoenix.
You're so
welcome. Thank you, Carla.
Oh,
thank you, Omar.